Almost one-fifth of the Czech Republic's air pollution is caused by transport. And yet, efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in cars have to date borne little fruit. But this week, EU industry ministers said they've drawn up a plan that's expected to win the approval of the two main players in the debate, environmentalists and car makers. Dita Asiedu reports.
The new proposal drawn up in Brussels this week upholds original plans to reduce carbon dioxide emissions to 120 grams per kilometre by the year 2012. But while past attempts have been targeting mainly manufacturers of larger cars, the new plan says all car makers will be affected. How much, though, will depend on the country that they're in and the types of cars that they're making. This week's proposal also considers the role that other factors, including types of tyres, fuel and driving styles, play in emissions. Car manufacturers will therefore have to cut carbon dioxide emissions to 130 grams per kilometre, while the other measures will account for the remaining 10 grams. The proposal has yet to be ratified by environmental ministers in June, but according to Czech Environment Ministry spokesman Jakub Kašpar, it is a good compromise solution that already has the backing of the Czech government.
We can serve with some examples. Toyota in the Czech Republic makes cars, we can say city cars, with very low emissions and doesn't make big cars or SUVs or something like that. But Škoda Auto, as the biggest car maker in the Czech Republic, makes all the classes of cars. Beginning with Fabia with very low emissions, which meets target of 120 grams already now, to Superb, which is a much bigger car than Fabia, for example. And I think that we have to respect these differences.
So if the target emissions are met by 2012, 120 grams per kilometer, how would that affect the overall emission rate in the Czech Republic?
We can say that transport, and especially road transport, is responsible for about 18% of all the emissions within all Europe. And the situation is similar in the Czech Republic. The problem of the transport emissions is that the trend is negative. Transport is rising up, and therefore the overall emissions, not only carbon dioxide emissions, but also others, for example, dust emissions and so on, are rising. And of course, from the climate change point of view, we can say that if we know that the transport rises, then every reduction of CO2 emissions per kilometer is very good news for the climate protection in the Czech Republic.
What do you think is going to happen next month? The environment ministers of the EU27 are supposed to decide or ratify what was decided this Monday.
I would say that I am quite optimistic in this way, because the negotiations are going to some compromise, which is not bad for the environment, and which is acceptable also for ministries of trade and industry, and which is acceptable, I hope, most of car makers in Europe. And what is to be stressed yet is that the limit is not only for cars produced in the European Union, but for all cars which are sold in the European Union. So it is an answer to objections from the point of view of competition.
How the emission limits will be distributed has yet to be decided. The European Commission is currently working on a feasibility study to determine how effective the proposed measures would be. New legislation is expected to be put forward by the middle of next year. On average, the cars manufactured at Škoda Auto pollute the air with 150 grams of carbon dioxide per kilometre. Škoda has already committed itself to reducing that to 140 grams by the end of next year. The company's Martin Jan welcomes the Brussels plan, stressing that for manufacturers of larger cars, it is imperative that an integrated approach is adopted when new legislation is drawn up next year.
the vehicle-related target of 130 grams per kilometer by 2012, in general, on average, is technically not feasible. It's just impossible to achieve this target on average, and therefore what we are looking for is an integrated approach that also deals with other players in this, because reducing CO2 emissions only through vehicle technology is very expensive, and there are other measures such as the use of biofuels, better infrastructure and traffic management, and economic driving style. So what we expect to happen is that the feasibility study will be done, and then the legislation will be based on parameters. So every car, not only big cars, every car will have to reduce CO2 emissions, but it will be based on parameters, not on average.
Martin Jahn of Škoda Auto, ending that report by Dieter Asiedu.